All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off in the middle of page tzaddik, or towards the top of page tzaddik. So remember again, the mechaber is talking about this interesting story that occurred with these two brothers, who went ahead and showed up to his shir. One of the brothers indicating that again he was an individual filled with averos, but yet possessed incredible emunah. An emunah that everything was smart to Shbaruch and that everything was Latova. And he attributed his life's success to this emunah. On the flip side, the other brother came along. The other brother, again, who dedicated significant time to learning, significant time to his ruchnius, and yet had a life that was filled with just incredible adversity and incredible difficulty. So if you take a look at the, let's start from the top. Kvod Harav, Anilo Mevin, Zo Torah V'Zo Schora. So this is the brother, we'll call him the religious brother, says, I don't understand, what's the pshat? I'm spending and dedicating my life to Ruchnius. And yet, again, I suffer so much. I have so many, top of page tzaddik. I have so many difficulties. This is Torah, this is the reward. Madua ani, shemedaktek al kala kevechamura, chayim sheli marim, beili simcha vatzlacham, v'achi she'enu medaktek kamoni sameach v'yoshel chayim tovim. So again, the brother is asking, perhaps, you know, the most age-old question. He's essentially asking, tzaddik v'ralo. Again, he's not calling his brother a rasha, chas v'shalom, but what he's saying is, I don't understand. Like, I'm better. And he's not saying this again in a gaivadik way. He's saying this that just like objectively, if you just look at our lives, I am leading a holier, more meaningful life than my brother. Yet, at the end of the day, I'm suffering. He has incredible hatzlacha. Okay, it's very nice that he has this emunah thing going on. But lamaisa, the rest of his life is in a state of disrepair. So I don't understand it. So again, so Rav Arush responds to this person. You know, in general, so we have a principle that there is no suffering without sin. Now this in and of itself is quite a fascinating and complex statement. Which means that every single time a person suffers, so there has to be sin behind that suffering. Now, what does that mean? So the truth is, we know that there's a concept the Gemara explicitly discusses the idea that that's not true. There's something called Yisrun Shalava, meaning there are many times, what he's saying over here is, all suffering is rooted in sin. In other words, Lav Dafka my sin, right? There's collective sin, the Gilgal piece. There's also, by the way, there's also the sin of Adam and Chava, which you know that to a certain degree, everything that goes wrong in this world is rooted back to that Avera. So there's the concept of Ein Yisurin Lolo Avon means that anytime I suffer or there's some adversity, what I need to figure out is where is there some level of disrepair? What's now, maybe it's in me, Michael said, maybe it's the Gilgal, which is hard to kind of track down. Maybe it's the Chet of Adam and Chava. Maybe it's a lot of other secondary things. But he says, Kenir Yesh Lachadinim, Vitzarachat Alasas Shuva. So Rosh says to the individual, he says, okay, to the brother, maybe there's something wrong in your life. In other words, maybe there's something in a state of disrepair, and you need to do Tshuva. So the brother responds, well, this is actually quite an incredible exchange. Avamani Aset Tshuva Shalach. I don't understand. Rabbi, I don't mean this to be disrespectful, but I'm telling you, I've done the Cheshub and the Nefesh, and I don't know what I have to do tshuva on. I need Shomer Shabbos, no Sein Tzedakah, lo Meid Torah, Sholeach Es Yiladai Talmud Torah, V'chai Chayei Dochak, U'mekayim Kala B'chamura. I'm being honest, I'm doing it all. I'm doing everything. Ma'ani lo Oseh B'Seder. What if you tell me something I'm doing wrong, I'm happy to fix it. But I mean, maybe in Shein Tzadik Parz Shalom Yaseh Tov Lo Yachta Aval Keilo Tzaros Amav Alama. So the brother says, listen, I know I'm not a tzaddik. I know I do things wrong. I have to be molded to that. But the suffering that I have does not seem to be commensurate with the difficult with anything that I might have done wrong. In other words, I know myself, I know in the major areas of life, I'm solid, I'm good. Might I be doing things wrong in a smaller way? Of course. But those misdeeds do not warrant the type of tzaras that I'm suffering with. So he says, here's your problem. Your problem is how you understand the Midas Hadin, the justice, the strict justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ata choshev, shemidas hadin misoreres rak kasher adam over al iza halacha o al din. See, your conception of God's justice, your conception of difficulty, and I will say, this is something that many of us suffer with. You're assuming that when something is going wrong for you in life, that is a result of something you have done wrong. Result of something you've done wrong, if there's midas hadin, it's because, well, figure out whatever you did. I'm sorry? So there's a difference between saying you have to introspect versus automatically saying that you've done something wrong. There's a difference between, I use an event, we'll see what the hashkaf is as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things, and then my reaction to those things. Those things might be two different pieces. You'll see in just a moment. He says, Aval in cho yodea, she'ikra hatria ala adami, madua eino omer Torah, madua eino, bless you, madua eino makabal as hashkachas Hashem bi'ava eba emuna, lama hu atzuv, va'af pam eino marutza. Now this is really where it becomes dramatically amazing and to a certain degree like a little bit mind-blowing. So the Mechaber says to this broken man, he says, you don't understand, the tachlis of the Jew is to reach the level where I'm able to be mekabel whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me, bi'ava ube'emuna. The moment that I'm depressed and I'm upset and I'm sad and I'm broken because of my life circumstances is the moment that there's something deficient in my emunah. That I will say, now I want to be clear. What is the Mechaber saying over here? What the Mechaber is saying is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us more than anything is emunah. And true emunah is manifest in it, the ability of the individual to accept even the difficulties and the challenges, bi'ava ube'emunah. And again, all of this stems from an awareness that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is letova, is for good. And if it's for good, then by definition, I mekabel it bi'ava ube'emuna. Now again, does that mean that I say, oh, thank you so much, could I please have some more? Maybe there are some yechidei skula like that. I don't think that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu does ask of us is, don't just be happy and be with me when things go well and go your way. But if you really believe in me, then belief in me means that I am the one who is giving you these circumstances when you have the good things as well as when you have the difficult things. And if you spend your life tzibrachin and broken and angry and upset and bitter because things aren't going your way, then that's your lack of emunah. And when you lack emunah, when you fail to be makabal, that which I am visiting upon you, bi'ava, that's a problematic piece in your identity. So therefore, again, what the Mechaber is suggesting of Yerubo say is the following, is that when something negative happens to me, so what's my reaction? So there's a two-pronged reaction. The first step is that I have to say, Ribono Shel Olam, and again, it sounds strange, Toda, thank you. Thank you. Not thank you, I'm so happy you did this to me, but thank you because I recognize these circumstances came from you, these circumstances are from you, and therefore I recognize they must be letova. Then comes the introspection. Then comes the nachpasa d'rachinu v'nachkor. The tova also can be for many different things. The tova could be because sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends me circumstances in order to get me to introspect. Sometimes God gives me circumstances because He wants me to examine the way that I'm living. He wants me to examine what I'm doing. He wants me to examine the type of personality that I have built. So that sometimes is the tova. Sometimes the pain is there because the pain itself triggers the introspection. But the Mechaber says this individual, he says, "Kol tanos kvedos ma'od b'shamayim." When a person doesn't accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, bi'avo be'amuna. Essentially what he's doing is he's questioning the Ratzon Hashem. When you question the Ratzon Hashem, that is a severe accusation heavenward. Ki ha'amuna, hi nachas ha'ruach al-abore. That's actually a very beautiful statement, because emuna, that's the nachas ruach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo'ole nachas ruach mikiyum ha'mitzos shel adam, im heim einon mevios oso lichios be'amuna, u'lekabel as komasha over Allah b'simcha. Well, this is a very profound statement. All of the mitzvos in the world do not give HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas ruach, unless of course what? Unless of course they are accompanied by emunah. Unless of course at the end of the day, I am able to live a life of emunah, where I'm able to accept all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, b'simcha and b'ahava, that's what brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas ruach. Shabbos will say, if you think about it, by the way, it makes so much sense. The fact that I do mitzvos is beautiful. Does that give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the ultimate simcha? No, what gives God the ultimate simcha? Emunah. Because emunah represents the state of affairs of relationship. We'll say, just to give you a very simple idea. You know, you could be behaviorally committed to a marriage, but, or to any relationship, but lav dafka that it's beautiful, thriving, and passionate. So I can say, listen, I take out the garbage every single day. I take out the garbage every single day. And multiple times a day. And I go to 7 Mile Market. And I clean the garage. And I cut the grass. And I drive carpool. And I do this and I do that. And I go through the whole list of things that I do, right? Does that go ahead and mean that I have a good marriage? That means I'm tired, right? It doesn't mean that I have a good marriage. Why? Because very often what the good marriage is dependent on, I will say, is the, what we'll call emotional intangibles. It's the emotional intangibles. It's the behaviors are important, like supporting measures. Without the behaviors, meaning a person could love their spouse, you know, to the end of the world, but at the end of the day, if you don't do what you need to do around the house, then that love suffers. That love suffers. But if I only do what I want to do, what I have to do around the house, but there are none of the emotional intangibles, the relationship can't thrive. The Mechaber is saying it's the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To do the mitzvot is beautiful, is important, and is an indispensable necessity. But all those mitzvot are a means. They're not an ends. They're a means, ultimately, again, to go ahead and get me to a level of emunah, where whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, I am mekabel bi'ava, b'simcha, or I should say b'ava, b'emuna, and ultimately b'simcha. I'm able to accept everything that occurs as a manifestation of the Ratzon Hashem, and therefore, I believe it is the Torah Bosai. That is the highest relationship accomplishment that one can have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know that you could do mitzvos from today until tomorrow and not reach that level. Conversely, we normally assume that in order to reach that level, however, you do need Torah, you do need mitzvos. Are there some people that apparently could bypass that a bit? So the answer might be yes. But Lamaisi, again, this is the discussion the Mechaber is having with this broken Jew. He's saying, you know, again, you could do all the mitzvos and everything, but if you're not able to mekabel what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, b'ahava or b'simcha, there's something deficient. He goes on, this is one more paragraph. V'asharaya atav atzimcha v'esa, shamar t'shachicha adayin nichsho be'izat dvaram v'torah. U'b'chozos, kama yofim chayev u'usharim. Tida, sheze rak machma shu ma'amin b'ashem, u'modo lo al hakol, v'lachin ein alav dinim ve'inos timo yisurim, v'ilu ato chayecha kashim, ki eincha ma'amin b'ashem. We'll say it's actually a very dramatic statement. He says, you know, you might be more religious than your brother, and you might observe more than your brother, but halavai, one day you should be zochet to have the emunah of your brother. Because your brother at the end of the day has reached a level where he's able to accept that all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him is letova. And therefore he's able to live a true life of emunah, a true life of Dvekis. But you, you're wonderfully behaviorally, and you're beautifully proficient in your Avodas Hashem, except you lack Emunah. Your Emunah is deficient. And when one's Emunah is deficient, Rav Osei says the Mechaber, that has terribly negative repercussions and ripple effects on one's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by extension on one's life. All right, we'll stop over. We're going to pick up, we're not finished with the story yet, but we'll pick up the bottom of page Tzadik Emir Tzashem tomorrow. Weinberg used to call